Wir hören heute einen persönlichen Erfahrungsbericht aus der Initiative Freifunk, ein Projekt des Chaos Darmstadt e.V.
So what we're going to look at is what's happened in the past year, 2015, Freifunk Darmstadt network community, where have they met with resistance or with support in administration, in politics. So there are enough areas to address where there are a lot of obstacles to overcome. But a central question to us is, what do refugees actually need? What's important to them? How do they utilize network resources? How do they use the internet? And so we are also interested in lessons learned. What have we learned through experience so that the next year can be even better? So I'd like to welcome our speaker, Peter Löwenstein, and we'd like a round of applause, please.
Thank you. Hello from Freifunk Darmstadt. That's where I'm from, Chaos Darmstadt. So we are initiative and project, and we think it's an initiative because it doesn't really have an end so far. A personal experience, because I'm going to give some positions that aren't shared by everybody, and I just want to stress that point. So that's the overview over the last 12 months. So that's doesn't necessarily mean that we did Freifunk for refugees in this time frame, but this started only in the summer. And for me, it was different because I was also candidate for the parliament of the state parliament. And yeah, Freifunk was one of my political points, and I brought this to the media attention. So then the refugee wave arrived, and there was the question, what do we do about that? The refugee homes are not well equipped with Wi-Fi, and so what do we do about that? It's not easy to discuss or to organize, because we do this in a local plenary with everybody. We did made contacts to local companies and similar, and we got input from that made us continue and made us stronger. So I'm not going to talk so much about the technical details today. I can summarize them in such a way that with the Freifunk routers, we did it similar to how we did it at home, but then we did a lot of technical stuff that we didn't even think was possible before. So it's possible to do really complex systems that isn't that much work to do. The only real problem is the load that's gonna go to the servers, but that wasn't really my work, so others from Freifunk Darmstadt did this really well. So it's more about pinpointing the decision makers in the administration and with discussions. So how is it possible to do more effective Freifunk for refugees and to streamline this in the future? So this is like the area where we're active. The white spot in the middle is Darmstadt. And so the area around it is the district Darmstadt-Dieburg and other districts, Kreisbergstraße and Offenburg, which is South Hesse. So then there's Frankfurt, Bavaria, next to it, like Rhineland, Salz, Palatine. All right. So it's like a relatively closed area, Darmstadt, and all the areas around it that are relatively different from how they are connected to each other or connected to the internet. So it's like 16 megabit maybe, or it's lean more in the companies, obviously, or universities. So in the political area, it's very different between the districts. Like Darmstadt has a green majority magistrate, a green mayor, and in Darmstadt-Dieburg there's an SPD, Social Democrat minister with green support and has around 130 homes. So there's, for example, one place in Babenhausen, which like 1,500 refugees in a former barracks. So in Darmstadt itself, it's like several homes from 350 to 500 inhabitants and many smaller ones.
Ich hatte mich vor dieser Geschichte hier bei den einzelnen Parteien und auch bei den Fraktionen darüber erkundigt.
I had asked like the different parties and the groups of the parties in the parliaments and
Kommunalwahl haben.
So it's important because it's important point in the upcoming elections, local elections. But we try to stay independent of every political spectrum. So I can only recommend this to every Freifunk initiative. But it's not an apolitical thing itself, any either. So we just need bandwidth, and in the rural areas, it's very important to ask like people you know or ask local IT companies if it's possible to collaborate with them to use some part of their bandwidth. So that then you have to convince them that it makes sense for them to provide bandwidth and of a Freifunk routers. Then second important thing is that Freifunk Initiative is no provider. So we're going to help you with installing the router and setting it up. And the routers are bought, and we just give like free support with problems. So to ask, it's best to ask it with problems when you're going to our local meetings and like, but administration and companies not necessarily agree with that. So that's like one of the homes as found in OpenStreetMap that we started connecting in November with the bandwidth provided by some people living next to it that we beamed to the home. So the red dots is a one client from the refugee home that's connected to the Freifunk node. It was a small solution that we started with, and yeah, it repeated at another home. So we just wanted to find a solution at first. And then we have 300, 400 with the start. And then you have, so you know, then if you have 16 kilobit for 300 foreign people, it's not very, very much, and you don't get very far. So we tried to expand, and we had some success with that. In the lower part, it's a beam from a local provider supporting us. That's like going to the local barracks. That's 2.2 kilometers. And we set it up like that. And on the left, at the green area, that's the first original nodes from the local inhabitants. So the town of Darmstadt asked, because it's working so well, could you maybe provide bandwidth to another home as well that we set up recently? And that's like one of the, at the top, we have like quite some bandwidth. That's what you see here. At the left, bottom left, the different homes. The wave curve, the number of refugees logged in. And at the peak times, there were 1,981 refugees connected.
So the applause doesn't belong to me really, but the Freifunk initiative altogether. So I'm more the publicity person. But the outliers here that you can see, that's just the daily irregularities because of specific time. Obviously, at night there's not as much going on. But what you can equally recognize quite well here is where we had technical difficulties ourselves, like from October 1st until the day before yesterday. This was the actual amount that we could provide. So, and we're still on the lookout for supportive partners, for associations and collaborators. Some of those who'd like to join in with us. On a political level, but even just on a neighborly, cooperative, local, very local level. So this can be the mayors or the social charities, and of course politicians. And so the work you're doing, the press work, it's a matter of publicity, and I can just tell you that as soon as you have the mayor on your side, the communal services will support you, even the firemen will support you, and it's a lot easier to reach common kind of goals. And that just by the experience that you know that support comes top down in administration, you can utilize that. So we also try to contact and inform the local council and trying to improve things for individual homes. And so in October, we basically just started creating reality three sports training halls that were turned into homes. And well, there was an information problem. This had to be returned to the local council office, to local administration, and there's a lot of information processing that no one knew what was. Well, in this from these 130, the places they were not provided, or they were, well, there were supposed to be 130 individual connections provided, but it turned out that we couldn't provide that. But we don't really see the problem, because if the infrastructure is there, if the landline is there, for instance, there shouldn't be the sort of difficulty to prevent us from giving donations, giving the routers as a donation and just setting them up there. So this is quite difficult and quite frustrating sometimes. So in some cases, we had even in Darmstadt, there was, almost riots broke out between young people in the home, because just the living conditions were so appalling. Just the level of frustration of things that have to be addressed and have to be changed. It's quite, hard to find a way to reach your goals. But, we might be angry, but we can't enforce things just by pressure. So we're trying to talk about what we can attain. And people are basically different organizations, private charities are selected by the city or by the administration to provide and to maintain these homes. That's from clothes and from food, and why not include internet in these just provisions, in just the things that have to be included if you organize and set up one of these homes. And I think the internet is important also because just also giving an access to the culture where these people find themselves in, because if you want to find out something about the society that you're currently being dropped into, the internet is a very easy access and something that cannot be provided in the same way from administration procedures, which take a lot longer. And of course, it's a matter of accessibility and communication. Just being able to speak to someone at home from your home country. Just keeping in touch. And regarding other roles in the support community, the fire forces were quite important, and especially the coordinators, and we eventually did manage to get all these stakeholders somehow on the same page and, enable this collaboration to be functional. For instance, just how to get this organized, set up a home for 500 refugees, just the sheer logistics of this setup, and also do it in well in advance and not, start when there are already all these people in front of your door, basically. So back to the question, what someone individual, what every single one of you might be able to manage and support in this. I think it's a lot more than you think. Any one of you, if you just have a little bit of time, if you have a little bit of energy or interest in this matter, if you're in touch with a church charity or with any of these work circles, refugee support groups, just go and approach these organizations. It's really important. And you're sure to find someone and be able to support in various ways. Well, what you can see here is like a ready-made refugee internet cafe set up basically by one of the Freifunk community members. And this Freifunk person was collaborating with a home administration and being at least serious and professional enough to get along with them or to make progress. And so they managed to get these three seats, these three internet cafe seats approved. And now they're so successful with this that they want to extend it to 10 more, to 10 more computer places. And so it's rather clear that the use that this empowerment and this these opportunities to connect and to educate yourself, that these are very central to any integration processes.
So talk to your network if they don't have possibility to talk to journalists. If you manage that well, then the media is very eager to actually work with that as well. Like a few days after our first meeting, we got this article about our work that we connected the first former barracks. So then we were contacted by the mayor and other groups. Darmstadt Freifunk is actually doing something great. That's what they told us. So five counties and from Darmstadt, we had a lot of support and requests. So one of the groups we actually had to give away because to another Freifunk group because it was not possible for us to support it anymore. Like the servers would have to be extended, and it's not easy to do that all on a voluntary basis. So we also had resolutions in the council, local councils. So yeah, they thought, okay, it's a great idea. Freifunk is great, and we want to provide it for refugees. My personal opinion is that you can't really rely on that. So it's maybe great for them if it gets in the media or in the party program. But they always have the possibility to change their mind later on. And it doesn't really matter if it's the Greens or the Social Democrats or whoever. And most of the time, they will even be proud of changing their mind. So with the Greens, like on the district county level or higher, you can work very well. But below that, it depends on the personal, on the persons involved. And with the Christian Democrats, I'm really surprised. Like, I had some hesitations, but it's like they told me it's a good possibility for them to integrate refugees better. The Pirate Party is only in the big cities still active in a little bit, so that they might help us. And with the Social Democrats, yeah, what I said, it doesn't really matter. Like depending on whether it was set in the federal or other levels, and then they just change their minds later on. The left, the very left, and the DKP are very difficult. Do you want to know more about it? Okay, that's going away from your question time. We have a coalition between DKP and leftists and the basis of Darmstadt-Dieburg. So we have to ask the questions if we are not in the situation that the refugees are set better off than people getting hearts for. So the DKP didn't think that was really funny. That's funny. So the person should be removed from the list, and so the coalition broke apart because of this this person's opinion. But even then, I didn't want to, I wouldn't join with DKP to try out setting up Freifunk. But I don't really think DKP is like on the position to go into that. But that's just my personal opinion. So internet service providers are not our competitors. So it's not possible for them to let the people into their net without logging, without registration. So all that stuff that we don't do with Freifunk. And the sales teams also are not really set up for that to as a commercial company. And then, yeah, Freifunk or like Wi-Fi hotspot, okay, we don't really know what that is. Then we first have to ask the handy workers if they can do the cables in the homes. And so it's quite difficult to work with them. So with us, the fire brigade just put up the ladders, and then it was possible to get the cables in the right positions for the routers, and that was that. So what's the alternatives? That would be to get the local refugees to help themselves to do their own Freifunk communities so that they can connect with that and provide with that. And so, for example, in one case we had it was like one person who was like very good with that and in Arabic set up VPN connections. And yeah, provided VPN access for other inhabitants and to conflict regions. So there's some really good people, and every community shouldn't let them just stay bored in the homes, but should like try to engage them because of their print a lot of they have a lot of potential. So with a look towards the future, with a few seconds that I've left, so Freifunk Darmstadt got a lot of support from the mayor, so we didn't have to use a lot of donations to set up Wi-Fi at the homes, but maybe we are like we get dependent on the state support, and that can also be difficult. And is it then still Freifunk? And yeah, that's the problem. And maybe if the state of Hesse should try a pilot project, like how could we set up solutions that can be used all over the country? And that scale well, and that don't have to be started in every community again. So it's much easier. You don't have to talk that much. There's just you get a bundle of solutions, schooling material, and similar. And I wish that we see a lot more of that in the federal, also on the federal level, for 2016. So I wish to get a camp to exchange experiences, how to set up communities, and not only to set up the first stuff, but then how to enable people and empower people to help themselves. So I'm at the end. We need an internet solution because it's humanitarian. Humanitarian thing. So we need Freifunk to provide internet solutions for the refugees and let them help themselves. And we can, it's easy, it helps to integrate the very, very experienced people with a lot of potential into our societies. And let's not get them bored. Thanks.
Leider haben wir keine Zeit mehr für Fragen.
Well, sadly, there's no more time left for questions.
Aber wir haben das vorhin schon abgesprochen. Wer noch Peter fragen möchte.
But if you have any questions, Peter will be outside in front of the hall, and you can ask him and discuss in person. And I would like to say thanks in particular because this was a difficult situation today. He left his laptop fell apart just before the talk, and this was a borrowed one. And also, of course, I'd like to thank everyone who's participating, who's working on Freifunk Initiative for refugees, for newcomers, as they say. I'd like a really big applause for them as well. Thanks a lot. And you've been